It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I don't want to, like, you know, get us down too much, but this is going around. This story's going around, and I thought, okay, let's all feel feelings together.
Okay, let's feel it.
All right, so basically a mother has been left heartbroken after she invited to her child's 6th birthday 22 children.
Oh, man.
Okay? And this is over in the...
I know.
Let's just feel feelings. Come on. Okay. So basically 22 kids are invited. They were outside of a park. Well, they were outside at a park in Canada, right? Mm. So she said on this TikTok video that's gone viral, you know, it's the parks have been opened. We're allowed to do this during the pandemic. Where, you know, this is allowed to happen. It's not like people couldn't come because, you know, the pandemic or whatever, right? But here's the video that's gone viral from the mum.
So we're sitting at the park for JJ's birthday party. We got everything ready. His party started half an hour ago. He had literally zero people show up for his birthday.
Oh.
My poor little man.
It's so sad.
JJ.
I know. There's cupcakes, drinks, decorations. She's got everything there. And out of 22 people, no one came. That is the saddest thing. I know. Do you know what, though? Because TikTok, it can be a beautiful place too.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, tell me what JJ wants. Tell me what he wants for his birthday. I'm going to send him presents. Like, people have started sending JJ things, right?
Okay.
But you know what, man?
What?
This happened to me.
Not even in pandemic times. Hang on, let me set the scene.
This happened.
We were sitting in a park.
No. Oh. I was sitting at Hungry Jack's in Werribee.
Yeah.
And I had invited 11 people to my 7th birthday.
Good number. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember looking over at Mum and going, Mama, where are the people? And she's like, I don't know, Lauren. I don't know.
What did you do to him?
And then a single tear rolled down her face. And I was like, but Mama, we invited 11 people. Surely someone will come. And she's like, Lauren, have this paper crown that they give the people at Hungry Jack's when they have a birthday party.
Yeah.
And that kept me going for a little bit.
Okay.
But as I turned around on the slide, I realised I only had my sisters, my brother and my cousins.
So even though there was already 45 people.
Yeah, but still, none of my friends came.
None of your friends came at all. None showed up.
None showed up, right?
The whole party.
And I remember Mum looking really downtrodden. And I think back and it's still with me today. And the most funniest part of this story is that Mum said, come on, everyone, I'll take you to Mobile. And Mobile, I can't say it right, whatever, 7-Eleven, right?
Mobile,
I can't say it right. And she's like, we'll go get an ice cream. I'm like, okay, Mum. And I saw a girl out the front that was invited to my party.
Oh.
And I said, where were you? Because I was still wearing the crown.
Yeah.
And she said, my mum broke her leg. We couldn't be there.
Yeah.
Right? And then, out of Mobile, her mum walks out. And there is no broken leg.
With both legs intact.
And I looked at her. And I didn't say anything, Tom. I just got on with my day.
Oh, Jesus, give me a hug. Come on.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still reeling from this story. You told us just before about a kid in America whose mum posted a video on TikTok sitting in the park waiting for kids to show up. 22 kids were invited. No one showed up for this kid's party.
Yeah.
And it's Canada, sorry.
Canada.
And it wasn't because of COVID. They were allowed to have the party, just no one showed up. And apparently it happened to you.
Yes, it did.
As a kid in Werribee.
That's right, Hungry Jack's for my 7th birthday. I remember it vividly, Tom.
Yeah, I know because you told it so beautifully and it was such an upsetting story where the kids just didn't actually show up.
Yeah.
Really moved me.
And I remember sitting there and going, Mama, but why?
Where are the people?
And Mum looked so sad.
Yeah.
And I could tell that she had a secret she didn't want to tell me.
Really?
That no one liked me.
Wow. So, but and then you saw a kid who was supposed to be at the party, like, straight after you left Hungry Jack's, and she was like, my mum broke her leg, and then her mum was there with both legs. So, I just couldn't let it just go at that.
Yeah.
Because as an adult now, the logistics around it and how your mum must have felt and what she did, like did she follow it up with any of the parents? Who knows?
I don't know.
She does. So we've got her on the line now. Morning, Hell's Bells. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Now.
Is that a funny story? Is it a funny memory?
Look, do you know what? You can laugh about it now.
Yeah, I guess so.
I want to get some insight into where you were at, what your headspace was when that was happening to your beautiful little daughter, Lauren.
Can you just imagine any parent sitting there waiting for everybody to come to your kid's birthday party and no one's turned up, and then it's like, you just got to make excuses. Maybe they were sick. Maybe blah, blah, blah. But, I know. It was sad.
My concern is how much Hungry Jack's did you pay for and not get?
You know what? I can't even remember. Yeah. Yes, I must have. Yeah, because then you organise a party and they have the party hats and
that's right.
The table set up.
I remember all the tables set up.
Well, I think it was usually an ice cream cake they usually bring out.
Yes, they brought it out and no one said
Oh my God. So many questions. Did the staff come over to you and say, did you get the day wrong, or did they ask where everyone was?
You know, I really can't remember, but I think we sat there and I just felt so sorry for her.
Yeah. Did you not say to some cousins, did you not call up some relatives and say, bring the kids?
Brooklyn, get down here.
I might have. I don't know. We got that many relatives around. Yeah.
Sounds right.
And what happened at school? Did you go it up to any of the mums and be like, you better explain?
No, I didn't. I don't know. If they weren't embarrassed, well, I was embarrassed to go up and say anything. But, like I said, you can laugh about it now, these little stories. But, no, it was very sad. I felt so sorry for her.
Oh, mum.
Little cutie with your backwards cap and your big oversized T-shirt.
Maybe we need to recreate it.
Redo your seventh birthday.
Redo my seventh birthday.
Never done that on the radio.
No.
Do they still have birthdays at
HJ's? Probably, but we're more affiliated with McDonald's, so we'll sort that out.
Okay.
Well,
we don't want to go there. We'll recreate it at McDonald's.
Yeah. Okay. Helen, what about when the next birthday came around, when it was time for little Lauren to celebrate her eighth birthday, how did that go? Did you kind of steer her away from having a party? Did she not want to have a party?
No, I think... I think, she probably had friends that were more friendly.
I remember what happened. We went to the roller skating rink.
Oh, my God.
And I tried to do the limbo with a metal pole and it hit me in the head and everyone laughed at me.
Okay.
That's another story for another time.
I'm noticing a trend here.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock. We've
got Adam in again from the newsroom. G'day, mate.
Hi.
This
How you
is
going?
Nice.
It is.
It's great to have you in regularly.
Can you not break things while you're in here, please? Put the tub down.
Here we go.
The cleaning tub.
Why am I here?
Well, okay. So you spend a lot of time being a news hound for the station.
That's true.
For us as a show, but as for the station overall.
Yep.
And we appreciate that.
Some people describe you as the backbone of the newsroom.
Oh, look, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Strengthy.
I do a lot to give you guys information.
Yes. Mm. Yes, you do, Adam.
Particularly when there's outbreaks of COVID and that's things right. like that. So
you're on it.
Yeah.
But that's not all you're good for. You're also good for a laugh and you're good at just bringing us the news in a concise fashion every morning. And you're quite smooth with it. Look, let's be honest. Sometimes your pronunciation wavers a little
don't
bit.
Don't worry, Adam. He gets me too.
We're all like that, don't
but,
worry.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, yeah, we've all been there and we've actually turned some of that gear into games. So
absolutely.
Extra content for us.
Why not?
What we think, though, is we're a little bit concerned, aren't we, Log, about the amount of time you're spending inside. You're quite pale.
Yeah. How's vitamin D going?
It's a good observation.
Yeah.
It's a good observation.
Are your vitals okay?
I'm feeling all right, yeah. It just, of a morning, I'm just in that news booth the whole morning.
Yeah.
I don't really get to see outside much.
Well, we want to remedy that.
If you, hang on, so if you leave that news booth, do you get yelled at? Is it the news director? What are you doing?
get back in your seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not out of there often during my shift. So.
Okay.
When you were studying to be a journalist, you have studied to be a journalist.
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
When you were studying, did you envision spending the next 20, 30 years of your life in a very small room, or did you imagine being?
He's not that old, mate.
I'm saying he's obviously not wrapping up his career now.
20, 30. Okay, I know. I get what you mean now. You're looking to the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, did you imagine being Johnny on the spot, reporting live from situations and how this is unfolding at the moment?
Definitely Johnny on the spot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we thought so.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. So we've decided that we would like to get you out of here and get you reading the news in some sort of maybe challenging.
Yeah.
Situations, really develop you as a person.
We just want you to be the best you can be.
Mm. Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's always good when someone tells you how to do your job that don't do your job.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, and gives you the parameters around how you do your job.
Yeah.
Right.
With that in mind, let's do this.
It's Adam with the latest K-Walk update. The things we make him do, they're always compromising. He keeps his credibility, though inside he's dying. He's classy, clever, delivers with a smile. We've had another sighting of Adam in the wild.
Adam in the wild.
That was great, Tom,
it.
By the way.
I love it.
Excellent work.
Here's the idea. We want to get you out and we want to get you into a monster truck.
Oh,
Carnival of Daredevils is happening this weekend at the showgrounds.
Yeah.
So they're doing their thing Saturday and Sunday, but they're there now. Right? So they've got the truck.
They're practicing.
Okay. Mm.
We want to go down there with you at some point, and you bring a news bulletin.
Mm.
We're going to chuck you in one of those trucks and get someone to drive it around, and we're going to see how professional you are. How much you can maintain that professionalism whilst being driven around in a monster truck reading the news.
I don't know how I'd go.
Well, that's
not,
okay.
Not that I'm scared, but it's more like concentrating and doing all that while you're getting thrown around.
Are you
going to
accept it or not? That's basically what we're going.
Absolutely, I'll accept it.
I was about to go all hard on you.
Yeah.
Thank God, because
that
I went to a lot of effort to make that open. So, okay.
Yep.
So, any concerns? Around the idea of being in a monster truck?
Not really.
Probably I'll say this. Maybe don't have a story in there that involves someone getting run over by a monster truck, because that would be a bit awkward.
Yeah. The hard-hitting stuff might not work.
Keep
so
it
well.
Light and fluffy.
Yeah. Probably don't do any tennis stories too, because I know they're a bit of a battle. Let's make it
stuck
nice
on the
and
same
easy,
day
hey?
For the three jumps.
Okay. So
yeah, let's do it.
Here's my proposal. We go down there.
Yep.
And you read the news whilst we are driving you around in a monster truck.
All right.
And we see how you go and see if you can actually hold it together.
Yep. Holding it together, that's the key.
Yeah. That is. All right, looks like we're locked in for another for another one of these.
It's Adam with the latest K-Walk update. The things we make him do, they're always compromising. He keeps his credibility, though inside he's dying. He's classy, clever, delivers with a smile. We've had another sighting of Adam in the wild.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
You might have noticed the beautiful full moon out the front this morning, and it's not quite full yet, but it will be. But do you know this is...
Is it a waxing gibbous?
It's not. That's me. It's a super moon. Again, it's a strawberry moon.
Yeah,
this is the last super moon of the year, so
I know
feels like we've had a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay,
every
but
moons are this moon, and
no.
It's a full moon.
No,
it's a anus moon.
But this one is the last super moon of the year.
Yeah,
okay,
sure
so
it
it's the last time I'll be telling you about it.
Yeah,
it's called a.
I don't think so.
It's called a strawberry moon, right? Yeah. So unlike the blood moon we saw a few weeks back, this is just like a regular moon in the fact that it's a super moon, but it's. It's normally when strawberries kind of rise over in the northern hemisphere. Okay, that's why it's called a strawberry.
Strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah, that's what I'll be having.
Yeah.
So make sure that, you know, over tonight, it basically is full 100% tomorrow, but you'll be getting the effects. You'll be able to see the strawberry moon as of now for the next 2 days. So, you know, enjoy.
Cool.
It's all about battening down the hatches, this energy.
Yeah, right.
Grounding ourselves, getting stuff done, you know? Like, just, And I know that the, oh, see, and the desk hasn't faded me out, so that's not considered boring. That's good to know. Very nice.
Newsflash.
No.
Moon in sky.
No, don't you dare.
That's the latest from the K-Rock newsroom.
Remember when the blood moon and people and me and were talking about it and it was like the most talked about thing on the internet and I put it up and everyone was talking about it and you were like, who cares?
Because every people whack job care. In the world's on the internet.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
Talking about controlled crashes, it just made me think of it yesterday when that story came out about the guy landing, the pilot landing his small plane on a golf course near Moorabbin Airport. He took off and realised straight away he was not, there was something wrong with the plane.
Yeah.
And so he had to bring it down. He had to do a controlled crash. And that took me back to being 11 or 12 at a go-kart track in Port Elliot in South Australia and realising that I'd lost my front left wheel when I saw it bouncing along next to me, not actually attached to the axle. And I had to do a controlled crash and really just run it into the tyres.
Yeah.
You've had the same happen but in a car.
I know. All my car just lost electricity, brakes, everything, and I just had to just scoot it into the side of a curb. We've got Millie from Ocean Grove here. Millie, have you had to do a controlled crash before?
I have. It's, well, it wasn't really controlled. I was camping with my dad and I would have been about 10 years old.
Yeah.
About 10 o'clock in the morning and he'd had a couple of drinks already.
Yeah.
Okay. So he said that I could drive with him doing the gears to the nearest caravan park.
Oh, God.
Got some cigarettes.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were driving into the caravan park and we were going about 80 k's and he's doing the gears for me. And I didn't realise that I had to put my foot on the brake to slow down.
Right. Yeah.
I thought I just had to take my foot off the accelerator.
Sure.
So I ended up taking the corner into the caravan park at about 70 k's.
Oh, my God, Billy.
Took the fence out and knocked over, you know, those big signs that go across the road that's got the campground name across. The top.
Amazing.
Yeah, knocked that over as well. So
good.
Well, I guess at 10 years old, you're not supposed to know that the brake is used for the brake.
That's right. But yeah, it was sort of controlled because the fence stopped us. So
yeah, great. Really. Controlled by the fence.
God for
I
that.
Just love how people are like, oh, better times when I was a kid. Certainly different times. I don't know about better.
For sure.
Angie in Mount Martha, what about yourself? Have you had to do a controlled crash?
Oh, I did. I was 14, and do you remember the old chopper bike with the banana seat?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Streamers off the handlebars.
Flying down a hill in a park, and I'm thinking, this is going too fast here. And then all of a sudden, the chain has actually come off, so you've got no brakes. This is like foot brake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Flying down the hill, and I'm thinking, where am I going to go? Left, right, straight ahead. If I go straight ahead, there's a sand pit. Right, I'm going for the sand pit.
Yeah.
I've gone for the sand pit, into the sand pit, over the handlebars, and straight into a tea tree.
Oh, no! You missed the sand altogether.
Yeah, into the tea tree. Oh, my God, they hurt.
Oh my God.
Very controlled.
I'm putting my feet down. If that's the situation, I'm trying to put my feet down either side. Like trying to slow.
Yeah. Dylan in Torquay, have you had to have a controlled crash?
Me and my sister was driving home from driving to pick up a costume for a school muck-up day. And they ran about near Hyden and the Barton River, the big roundabout.
Yeah.
My steering wheel locked on me and I couldn't move. I couldn't, like, steer around the roundabout.
Oh.
And there was heaps of cars. It was like peak hour traffic, like after school and stuff. So I had to put the brakes on slowly and go into the barriers.
You just rolled slowly.
Just rolled. I couldn't move my car. I couldn't steer it. It just locked on me. Nearly went over. Nearly went down the embankment.
Oh my god!
And
then you have to look at people. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was so awkward because everyone was looking at, staring at me. It was school buses, like, drive. Oh. Like, putting their phones out. And, But luckily I'm still alive, but unfortunately my car had to get towed and go to the wreckers.
Yeah, so it's probably for the best. It's
yeah,
probably
go
for
to
the
a
best
better place.
For the sound of that.
Oh, man.
You end up in the river.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Far out. Tyler in Belmont, wrap this up for us. Have you ever had to do a controlled crash, mate?
I have.
What happened?
So when I was 18, I lost, I did the heads in my car and I could only go 40 Ks an hour. So I was driving from Mount Denis to Lara and me being 18 didn't want to pay for a tow truck. So I did. And coming down the, from the Belmont exit heading towards Melbourne, I lost my brakes.
Oh. No.
I thought this is grouse. I'm picking up speed. I'm going to get home quicker.
Oh.
And I didn't. I had to put the car into the barrier to stop. Had no handbrake, no brakes, nothing. Jeez. And then I paid for a tow truck after that.
Yeah, oh, I bet you did.
Tom and Long. K-Rock.